Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey.
Hi.
Hello.
We're waving to the vidcasters.
I know, and there are many of them.
They're
very exciting.
Quite a few, yeah.
Do you guys know what we're talking about, those listeners? You can now watch the podcast at hungrygirl.com/vidcast. And as a special treat, we put the nutritional information on the screen and the product packaging. So, and you get to see us.
And we're much more efficient.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't like make as many mistakes that need to be edited out.
Well, they don't hear that, but yeah. But don't jinx it.
What I'm saying is, forget it.
Cool.
No, I'm excited. I'm very hungry.
Mikey
is like very like pushing us to move forward because he's worried that the food is getting cold.
Yeah.
So we have to keep the chitter chatter to a minimum.
We do have a hot plate though, but you know, it can do so much.
No, we have two hot plates. Are you only using one?
I only needed one.
I win these at bingo. You should all know. I'm the hot plate winner of America. I guess we can't talk about the pit.
I believe at this point it might have already ended.
No spoilies.
Not for me. No, I can't. I'm like,
How close are you? Are you in season two?
Yes, but okay. I binged season one in one weekend, and then now I'm like midway through season two.
How great is the actress who plays Mel?
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bryan Cranston's daughter.
Bryan Cranston's
daughter. But I was trying to
give
her credit by not leading with that.
She is. No, I know. That's why she doesn't use the name. Yeah. She's like my favorite.
She's amazing.
I love everybody. And how about the actor who plays Langdon?
Yes.
You know, he's not really like... A couple of years ago, he was working in the wardrobe department on the Sex and the City reboot.
You're kidding.
This is like his first real role.
Do you know Santos is like an amazing singer?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Look
like
at us.
Broadway.
And her parents are like famous singers.
That's amazing. I was doing a deep dive on all these actors on TikTok. And all right, now that we're on, remember in season one, there was like an old man that worked for Mr. Rogers. And he was dying for like five episodes.
I don't remember.
And his
that.
Son and daughter were, you know, she was not able to come to grips with it. The son was played by Mackenzie Astin.
Oh, yeah.
He was like the little, he's like the little boy from Facts of Life.
I remember that.
And he's, you know, Sean Astin's little brother.
Yeah.
And Patty Duke and John Astin's son. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get into Breaking Juice.
All right. Well, what's the episode?
Oh, the episode is the Target spring haul.
It's finally spring. Spring has sprung.
Yeah, it has sprung.
Springing into Target, which is what you did.
Yeah.
Did you actually go live?
Yeah, I went. A couple things I got online. Most of the stuff I got in person because there's a lot of frozen stuff here. So I had to go in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we're not eating it frozen.
No. Well, it might be by the time we get to it. I'm kidding.
It's going to refreeze on the hot plate.
All right. Let's do Breaking Chews. All right. We don't hear something new from Campbell's that often, but Campbell's is launching a line of sauces coming out in June. So just a few months away. They'll have four flavors, a butter chicken, Thai curry, creamy. Is it the creamy or cream? I might have done a typo there. Lemon garlic and smothered chicken. I don't have stats on these yet, but they sound great. And basically they were saying that people are already using their soups for sauces that they might as well just have.
That's interesting. Sauces. It took a long time for this to happen.
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Do they do anything other than soup?
Sipping soups.
I don't know.
I think they...
Don't they have like those crunchies that you can put on your soup? Like things that go with
Progresso
soup.
Has a lot.
Oh. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, here's my question though. Smothered chicken is one of the flavors. Like that could be anything. You can smother your chicken in orange juice. You can smother your chicken in, you know.
It's probably cream.
Cream.
I bet it's like a cream sauce.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the stats, but Jamie will be all over that, I'm
all
sure, eventually.
Here are your pens and your glasses.
Like smothered on chicken.
And that's all, just a short one so we can get to the eating.
All right. Well, let's see what Mikey found at Target, starting with, these look good because I have not had breakfast today. Look at you with your little little pot holder.
I didn't want to burn my hand. So
it's adorable.
It's the tiniest pot holder.
I know. Usually they're like gigantic. All right. These are Bronco bagels. So Bronco bagels, turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese. So it's like a frozen bagel sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Cute packaging.
Yeah, very cute. Wait, isn't this like, can't remember this. I've heard about these. Isn't it like Tebow from iCarly? Isn't this his brand?
Is it?
I think so. Or he works
if
with them.
Is,
I should know because he's a friend.
Lead.
He's actually a friend of mine. I should know this.
Yeah. Tebow, call us.
Everybody gets a square.
It says heating instructions. Best if thawed, microwave it, air fry it. What did you do?
Air fried.
I was going to say, I bit into it. Wow.
Whoa.
Now I need to know if Boogie owns this.
That's really amazing.
15 grams of protein. These 290 calories, 13 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein. I mean, how could it not be good? I don't think there's anything like fake or weird about it. The healthier aspect is that it has no seed oils, which a lot of people are concerned with these days.
But the turkey bacon is great. The eggs like don't taste watery. It doesn't taste like a frozen item at all. I would eat that every day.
Yeah, honestly, for 290 calories, you get a full size bagel, egg, bacon, cheese. Like, that's a breakfast. Like, and that's a good amount. Like, 290 calories for a breakfast is pretty good, right?
You guys, I love this. My controversial take of the episode is coming early. You guys can't tell me this wouldn't be good with ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Totally.
Why is that controversial?
I never know. Because to me, it's all normal.
But people eat ketchup on eggs all the time. I mean, I
don't know. Sometimes people think it's weird, though.
I think it overpowers the flavor. Like, I like the creaminess of the cheese and the eggs, and then ketchup all of a sudden takes over. But it's not weird.
Okay.
It's just not my thing.
These are breakfast for those with somewhere to go. It's kind of like shaming. If you don't eat these, you're a loser.
Even if I have nowhere to go, I'm eating that.
There's also a turkey sausage version.
Yeah. That had a little bit more calories. I think it was like 330 or 340, so I went with the lower calorie one.
Nicely done.
I just ate that whole hunk.
Wow. So did I.
Delish.
Wow, I feel like a loser.
And there's another.
It's okay. Mike is going to eat your hunk of bagel.
Well, there's a whole square. You can have that one.
Fight over it.
And I can have the rest of Jamie's.
By the way, this is a Target exclusive Bronco bagels, turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese in the freezer aisle.
Yum. Okay. Next up, we have Rise mushroom coffee latte and vanilla coffee latte. Wait, I don't understand. This is so funny. It sounds like one is mushroom flavor and one is vanilla. But that can't be the case. One's probably regular and one's vanilla.
It's just the flavor is vanilla coffee latte and the product is mushroom coffee latte plus.
Got it. Oh, it's Rise mushroom coffee latte plus and it's vanilla coffee latte.
Ding.
Got
ding.
It. All right. Is this hot or cold?
It's hot. Well, I don't know if it's as hot as it was, but it's hot.
So it's and a mushroom?
I used water. It says you can use milk as well, but I did water. And Rise has been all over my Facebook feed for like years and now they're finally in stores. So this is
okay. And actually tastes nice. You're the coffee expert.
The plus, by the way, is mental clarity and digestive support.
Oh, what is this sweetened with? It tastes like it's stevia.
It's interesting. Ooh. So it says no added sugar, 4 grams total sugar. So there's coconut water powder, coconut milk powder, coffee, this mushroom blend.
Like
coconut sugar, but it must be a very tiny amount because it equals no added sugar.
Where's the stevia?
I know. It makes me think that it's coming from the coconut sugar.
But it tastes like stevia. Weird.
Yeah. So I did the 8 ounces. It says 6 to 8. So if you want a little stronger or more bite, I guess you do 6 ounces.
That's tasty. Okay. Like it's sort of like doesn't taste like a straight up vanilla latte that doesn't have some sort of benefit to it, but it doesn't taste yucky.
But yeah, because I don't taste like the mushroom. I never really love the mushroom coffees. This to me tastes better.
Yeah.
This is a medium low caffeine level. They've got a little like, you know, the spice level sometimes. Mm-hmm. This is right between medium and low on the caffeine level. Jitter-free energy, mental clarity, digestive wellness, immune support. Each stick has 60 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 4 grams total sugar. Rise mushroom coffee latte plus.
I like it. That's like better than expected.
Mm-hmm. It says you can use a frother for the creamiest foam and smoothest latte consistency. Ooh. It also comes in caramel and mocha, and it's a Target exclusive.
Okay, I'm freaking out right now. How many years did it take somebody to steal our recipe for like pizza-fied chicken? But here it is. This is a real pizza-fied chicken thing. Mm-hmm. So this is a protein pizza made from chicken breast.
Wait, it's so weird though, and then topped with beef.
Yeah.
Well, they have one without beef, right?
Yeah, they have a just a cheese one, and then they have, I think, like a buffalo chicken and maybe like a jalapeno chicken. And I went with the beef one because I just thought it was, you know, with all the chicken, let's put some beef on there.
Yeah. I mean, this is not as weird as eating a chicken omelet where you take a chicken's eggs and then stuff them with the chicken's carcass.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what's weird, though, is when the mascot is what you're eating, because there's a very alarmed looking chicken illustration on the box.
Yeah.
I don't love that. That happens with certain foods, but not all foods. Mm-hmm. Like you don't go into a steakhouse usually and see a big Right. Cute cow.
Yeah. Although I do like the Chick-fil-A ads that say like eat more chicken.
Eat more chicken.
I mean, yeah. It's like a cow.
A cow.
Yeah. Dave's Hot Chicken, their logo is the squeaky chicken thing.
This chicken is ugly, but no offense.
No,
I'm just okay.
Really?
Let's.
I think he's adorable.
Preface this by saying I'm not gonna.
Is it regular for? Wouldn't it be funny if it was vegan cheese?
Whoa!
First of all, wait. That's very flat.
That is the skinniest.
Very thin. When I took it out of the package, it looks like a tortilla.
What is right?
Yeah. When I took it out of the packaging, I was like, "This is not like a meatball."
First of
all, why you cut it into four ginormous pieces?
Well, the stats are actually very impressive for a pizza.
Okay.
Because half of that.
Right.
So just
230 calories.
Yeah, so each piece is 115.
So this is, this is 115.
That's not bad at all.
What about me? You're leaving me out.
Grab it.
Do you guys see this?
It's weird. It doesn't. Hold on. This tastes like it has flour in it. Like, is this chicken meat, like chicken, ground chicken with flour?
I don't know.
I will know. Chicken crust. Nope. Merely chicken breast, olive oil, salt, and spices. I know it's very confusing. It's not a mezza. You know, like when you think of a mezza, that's like ground meat and eggs.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected.
But I do love it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. It tastes more like a crust than...
You know what it tastes like? What's that brand that...
How is that chicken?
Does the chicken lasagna. It tastes like that.
Look at this texture. How is that chicken? It looks like a tortilla.
Yeah.
Really pounded? No, but there's another... Real food, do something.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It is good. I'm eating up.
Mm.
I like it.
115 for that slice. Sign me up.
Yeah.
The ZC stands for zero carb. Shredded cheese beef seasoning on a white meat crust. Chicken crust.
Mm.
26 grams of protein, gluten-free. And you can also get just the chicken breast crust, so you can chop it however you like.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Where do you do that? And how many calories is that? Let's get that.
Well, this is at Target and Sprouts. You can also order 6 packs of them online. I'm sure if they come frozen, that's a little pricey, but
could be worth it.
I want to say one thing. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah. Is this not the biggest Trader Joe's product? Like, shouldn't they do the crust?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, Mike.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't see just the crust at our Target, but... I'm sure it'll be at some other Targets or Sprouts or whatever.
Or Trader Joe's.
Yeah, or Trader Joe's in about 2 weeks.
This also comes in cheese, buffalo chicken, and beef, bacon, and jalapeno. The company also makes protein chips. This was the ZC Life protein pizza with beef topping in the freezer.
I didn't even say ZC Life. I just got so excited about the product. All right, next up we have another chicken item. This is Little Spoon Chicken Veggie Sliders. Are they actually sliders or are they, they just look like nuggets?
They're like little nuggets, yeah.
Why are they called sliders?
I don't know.
And why are they shaped so weird?
This is very confusing.
It's weird because they're kind of shaped like nuggets, but they're not fat like a nugget.
This is so strange.
Here, Jamie,
so is this just chicken and veggies?
Is the idea that you put this on a slider?
Possibly.
I think it's for like little babies. I mean,
a little spongy,
very spongy, but they're for babies.
It's not bad though. Dip it in some barbecue sauce or ketchup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wait, 4 patties for 140 calories.
Oh, now it's tasting better.
Much.
It's made with chicken, kale, spinach, cauliflower, and carrots.
I like that.
And I had that. So that was the full serving right there.
Jimmy, I could see you putting this all over a salad.
Yeah. I can see me. Oh, there I am doing it. I see it in my mind's eye. Mm-hmm. No added sugar. Perfect for little hands. Uh-oh.
James got big hands.
Picky eater approved.
She does?
No.
4 patties for 140 calories, 7 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein.
I like it.
It's got some cheese in there, too, which they don't say in the front, but Romano cheese.
It's like a good product that's meant for a kid that's good for like a snacking adult.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make like... a stack, like if you took stack and you put like roasted red peppers and like different things in between them.
Mm-hmm. Like a pickle.
Or you could open up your bagel sandwich and put it on there.
Ooh.
Oh, we got one right now.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, that little corner.
These appear to be sold in Target stores only. There's a turkey version available as part of Little Spoon's meal, a Little Spoon meal on their website. So they have Because Little Spoon is primarily a meal and snack delivery service geared toward babies and toddlers.
Oh.
So this, this is branching out.
This is now a supermarket product.
Yep.
or geared to adults in their 40s and 50s.
With small hands.
Yeah. Oh, now we're going backwards. We're going to breakfast.
Yes. Well, because I want to get all the hot stuff kind of out before. Okay.
Got it. So this is a cold. It's a Kodiak protein packed overnight oats.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this because Kodiak is good.
It's on the floor. The packaging. Sorry.
Not the oats.
Everyone's like, where did Mike go? I'm over here.
I want to see what it appears to be.
I made this last night and I made it with oat milk.
So this is like a packet and it's one serving. And then you add your oat milk in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm just going to mix it up. It says to mix it up before serving.
It doesn't look very thick.
But it's a big serving. The night before, shake or stir oats and 3/4 cup of milk in a resealable container. Chill overnight. We're trying the dark chocolate sea salt. It also comes in cookie butter, maple pecan, and peach.
Ooh, wait,
peach
so did you good. Use
oat milk?
Oat and not almond. So yeah. It's probably, so that's just the calorie counts are just for the...
Right.
The oats without the milk?
Yeah.
Correct.
But oat milk, what is it, Jamie? Like 30 calories probably for 3/4 of a cup?
Can I trouble you for a spoon? Oh, it depends on the oat milk you use, but
thank you so much.
Unsweetened.
We're using unsweetened Planet Oat. Oh,
great.
Planet Oat is the best oat milk.
Yeah, for sure. Frothiest.
I taste the protein.
270 calories, 5 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein. And for a chocolate variety, this has only 7 grams total sugar, 2 grams added sugar.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not like in love with it, but I like it.
I feel like I was going to say layered it with sliced strawberries, but that wouldn't layer. Mm-hmm. It's like not thick enough to layer.
Top it. Yeah. Or bananas. That would be great. It would be good with fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like my fear would be that even though it has a lot of protein, I won't be full from that serving size.
Yeah.
But I like our growing oatmeal. Mm-hmm. We can make it protein growing oatmeal. We do that. So
I love our growing overnight. Or no, we have growing protmeal. Look up our growing protmeal at hungrygirl.com.
Tons of
really good. Yeah, this is Kodiak protein-packed overnight oats in dark chocolate sea salt.
Look at the floor.
I want some more of that coffee.
It's all messy. Okay. Ooh, this is exciting. But wait, but these are not. Oh, you did heat one up. Magic Spoon. This is their version of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah. I toasted it.
So these are protein. Oh, those look so good. I want to cut that.
Ooh, so hold that up.
Do you have a knife?
Yep.
That looks beautiful.
Before you cut it, can you hold it up?
It's still too hot. Yeah.
It's okay. We won't make it.
Mike's hands, like... He freaks out when I put soup in the microwave and he goes to take it out. He's like, how do you touch that? He has very sensitive fingertips.
Such a sensitive boy.
Yeah, very thin skin, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So this is Magic Spoon. So then I dumbly grab the plate.
I'm
a moron. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you. So here's what the thing that...
You sure?
Usually with Magic Spoon, I have issues with the, like, with the cereal, the sweetener. It just tastes very fake to me. Mm. So
I can see that.
I'm concerned about this, but I've yet to try a Pop-Tart swap that's like drop dead amazing. I do love
Flings.
Yeah, I love Flings. Mm-hmm. They're to me the ultimate in Pop-Tart swaps.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this stacks up.
This has 80% less sugar than the leading toaster pastry.
It tastes like protein.
Yeah, we struggle with this brand. I keep wanting them to be better. I feel like they probably have good products and we just haven't tasted them yet.
The texture is good, though.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
It's just the flavor. I don't love it.
What are you laughing at?
I said, I don't hate it. Lisa said, I don't love it.
This is me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It just tastes too, like, I don't know. I don't know who it's for. It's very like a strong protein flavor that overpowers anything. It doesn't taste like chocolate. It's all right.
So each pastry has 170 calories, 6 grams of fat, only 3 grams total sugar, 11 grams protein. It does have 10 grams of sugar alcohols.
Oh, what kind?
Let's see.
I need to have more of this chicken thing.
I think, does erythritol count? I think it's erythritol.
Anything with a tall, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Magic Spoon protein pastries and s'mores. They also come in frosted strawberry and cinnamon brown sugar. They're at Target and on Magic Spoon's website.
Mm. Cool.
Okay, I'm eager for the next one. Veggies Made Great, these muffins that, you know, they're famous. We eat these all the time. My sister eats one of these like every day. And this is a birthday cake flavor.
Ooh, that's unusual for them because everything's made with veggies.
And yeah, and everything is like fruity or this or that. So this is a...
I heated up two because I thought maybe, but you know, we only need one. So,
maybe we'll slice. Where's that spoon with that knife that I used?
Made with yellow squash and carrots. Will you hold up a full one so people can see what 120 calories looks like?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold up.
Okay. It's like a Hostess cupcake.
Yes, a small one without cream in the middle. Hold on, but look at the pretty, it does have some pretty color. It feels a little spongy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think it's a little higher in sugar than their normal products, but I mean, it's got sprinkles. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any other sweetener besides sugar?
I like that.
I think it's primarily sugar.
It tastes like pancakes.
Just flatten it out and you've got a pancake.
Mm-hmm. Or slice it into like three.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I would eat those as a snack. That's great.
I would eat those.
120 calories, 3 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar.
Are these good for me?
3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of protein. Well, they're gluten-free. Oh, are you checking your app?
I am. And this is not, by the way, I like this app, but I take everything with a grain of salt. Not literally, but like, where's the... Because there's ways to use the... It says pour.
But you can see what it's based on.
Right, exactly. So it says additives, sugar. What are the additives?
It doesn't know 80-20, that app.
It definitely doesn't know 80-20, but it also doesn't know what I care about. Right. Like it tells me that like laughing cow cheese is a zero or something terrible. And it's like my whole life. Anyway, whatever. I like those muffins. Yeah. I would eat them.
They're a Target exclusive and they are in the freezer aisle. Veggies made great.
Okay, before we go to the next one, I wanted to keep it as cold as possible because it says to keep, you know, to serve best cold.
So it's in the fridge.
So it's in the fridge. And there's another freezer item that I'm going to get too. I want to defrost a little bit so it's not like so hard to get out. So okay,
let's talk about the pit.
I'm going to give you know what? That's good. I was going to have another topic, but I liked it. So your topic is, well, you kind of already said it, second favorite character on the pit.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people out there are watching The Pit, but I can't watch the gory scenes at all. Like my eyes are closed during the scenes. Jamie's ignoring me.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm digesting this information.
Food?
No.
Oh.
I also have to do this. Like,
yeah, I don't. I just fingers. Like I don't pay attention. But I do think it's like the characters are all so good.
Yeah, it's really hard to choose.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a.
I like Santos because I for some reason believe that in real life she is nothing like her character. Mm-hmm. So like I'm just more impressed that she puts on this persona that's so unique, and I don't think it's what she's like.
I just like them all.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just like I like pretty much everyone on that show.
Okay, my first favorite character is Noah Wyle.
He's Dr. amazing.
Robbie, obviously. I mean, come on. It's his show.
He's amazing.
But my second favorite character is probably, you know, yeah, it's obvious. Dr. Abbott, Sean Hatozzi.
Who's rarely on there.
Yeah, who's rarely on there, but he's so great. He was on a show called Animal Kingdom.
Right, that's what I remember reading. By the way, little known fact, I've never seen one episode of ER. Okay.
Oh my God.
There I said it.
So wait, real quick. So the Animal Kingdom show he was on, his character's name was Pope. So for me, Dr. Abbott is just Dr. Pope.
Right, and I'm sure people think of Dr. Robbie as whoever he was in ER.
Dr. Carter.
I should know that, but I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have, this is an item I saw in the fridge the other day, and I was like shaking it, saying, what the heck is this? I didn't realize it was for the podcast. It's called Oddball Fruit Cup. It's fruit that jiggles, and it's weirdly packaged. It's like a Jell-O situation?
I think it's like a healthy Jell-O, yeah.
Hmm. So what is it? I don't know.
So there's...
I'm afraid I'm going to...
Can I open my own?
It is 100% fruit.
So what makes it jiggle?
No cane sugar, no corn syrup, nothing artificial.
How does it jiggle?
I know, I'm looking. What? Locust bean gum.
What?
Agar.
Thank you.
I mean, are those things really in fruit? Gelin gum.
No, oh. What?
Mm.
Oh. Hmm.
You can use my spoon. We're married folks.
It's definitely not as firm as Jell-O.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like it.
It's like between applesauce and Jell-O.
I don't know what it's for. It's okay. I don't know. Like I would ever reach for it. Do you? It's weird.
No, it reminds me of like the things that you get in pouches. like that flavored applesauce, or
it's like someone took a fruit pouch and then added the agar right. or whatever it is to thicken it.
But not a lot of, it's kind of like eating jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not as good.
And you don't need a spoon.
You can do shots out of that, mm-hmm. like mix it with vodka.
Yeah. Oh.
That might be.
I feel like we're just not the right audience. This is for kids. Right.
It's got to be for kids and not like.
But 60 calories, I mean, that's pretty low.
I mean, for that little thing, that makes sense to me.
I'd rather have fruit.
I think we need to try the mango flavor because grape is so grape jelly adjacent that it's hard to like look at that and eat it and not think you're eating jelly. But I think mango, it also comes in grapefruit and double berry. I think we need to try those.
Grapefruit's weird. I don't want jiggly grapefruits, but the mango.
Yeah, they only had the grape. I think they're just rolling them out now. So that might have been why I got the grape. Well, obviously it's really
that's unusual.
But yeah, they only had the grape.
I just feel like I just ate jelly.
I liked it.
It's a Concord grape. That's such a jelly.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's just okay.
But
I have something in my tooth and it's bothering.
Oh, it's shelf stable, but of course you want to keep it chilled. Oddball fruit cup that jiggles in grape. It's at Target and online from their website and select retailers.
They're really owning it. They're saying oddball fruit cup. Yeah. They know what it is.
We're a little weird.
All right. Next up, this is a new flavor of Skinny Pop. I've never seen this. I don't know if it's a Target exclusive, but it's a garlic butter Skinny Pop.
It's at retailers nationwide.
Wow. I'm excited. You know, popcorn is like all the rage these days. Mm-hmm. It smells a little buttery and a little garlicky. I'm going to pour some out. You want to take some off of my plate? Or you want to take some?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
These are nut-free, peanut-free, whole grain, because popcorn is a whole grain.
Mm.
No artificial flavors or colors.
Tastes a little like fake movie theater popcorn.
It smells fake.
Oh.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Good fake.
I like it.
Yeah.
Tastes like garlic butter.
It's very lightly seasoned. Like, I like this about it. It's almost like naked popcorn in the sense that it's not, you don't, like, it doesn't feel like junk food. It feels like it's just lightly flavored.
It's not going to, like, coat your fingers, and it's not overly garlicky. It's just nicely flavored.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
3 cups for 140 calories, 8 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. I like that a lot. They know what they're doing.
I like it, too. There's a reason why Skinny Pop is so popular.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I see what you did there.
It really is. Wait, was that the end?
No, we got one more.
Oh, wait. What is it? Hold on.
Oh, you don't have that page?
Oh, I do. It's just stuck to the other one. Probably has Oddball Fruit Cup on it. Okay. Next up. Ooh. I did see this in the freezer, and I almost had a heart attack.
Well, and I almost had a heart attack because Lisa earlier, well, this week, it'll be about
guys,
2 weeks for you guys.
You're worrying me.
Having heart attacks.
But Lisa posted a video of protein ice cream, and I'm like, oh, no, she took the podcast item.
I would never do that. I'm such a rule follower. I'm never going to take food out of the freezer and try it in a video. Okay, but this is a protein ice cream, which apparently is like a thing now. A lot of people are making it. Swoop. I love the name and I love the packaging.
Swoop, baby.
Swoop, dee doop. Oh, we're so the same person.
It is. You guys are meant to be. So this whole pint, 380 calories, and how much protein?
30 grams of protein per.
30. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Per 30. Pint.
Wow, what is that? A peanut butter chip?
That's a peanut butter chip.
All right,
that one's a lot higher. 480 calories.
Yeah,
that's like what I had.
Yeah,
I wonder what's going to be better. First.
Oh, you know, see, I thought we would do the vanilla first, see how good that is, and then be like, okay, now let's see when they supersize it. Not supersize, but super.
Yeah, because this is not.
Oh, it's not a whole.
This is not a low calorie frozen dessert that has sweetener added. This is really. Ice cream stats.
Well, but no, it's not, though, because a whole pint is 380 calories.
Well, but look, 2/3 of a cup. So it's like light ice cream. It's
very
not like reduced calorie. But the other one is 100.
It's not like the old days of like when Halo Top was like one calorie.
But I mean, it's like Baskin Robbins, Turkey Hill, whatever, when they have their light ice cream. Light ice cream is usually 150 calories.
Yeah,
six I mean, grams of fat.
We're going to sit here and be calorie nerds. All I'm saying is for the whole pint, 380 is very low.
Yes. Yeah. For some reason, my brain, because look what I'm looking at on my screen is the other flavor. And to me, 480 a pint is like.
Yeah.
But don't, a lot of ocean. Don't eat the whole pint.
But the other thing, too, is like, it's a lot of protein.
If you eat the whole pint.
And protein has a lot of calories. Well, if you only have a serving, how much protein is that?
It's the fat. So hang
on. Protein only has 4 calories a gram. It's pretty low.
Let me look at.
That's great.
That's really good ice cream. I can't wait to try the peanut butter now.
Oh, my goodness.
So the protein source is whey.
No, whey. Sorry, I got to.
Yes, whey. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, I need another spoon.
Yeah, I got it.
I screwed up.
2/3 of a cup of this has 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, 10 grams of protein.
Why don't we use one as like a serving spoon onto our other
spoons?
Well,
I think there's one more in there. I thought I had four.
I'll use this as a serving spoon. I'm trying to behave. That was so good. I'm going to eat that whole pint.
You know what? It's fine. I'm going to use a fork.
It's also, I believe, like a better...
I
tried it on this one. Oh, it's okay. A better what?
Like a better sugar. So it's sweetened with coconut nectar. No refined sugar, no sugar alcohols, no stevia, no allulose. I like allulose. No GMOs.
Where's the... I didn't get any chips, I don't think, but hold on. No, you go, because I've been taking too long.
There are
a serving spoon.
Five classic flavors. Mighty Mint Chip, Vanilla Surge, Chocolate Charge, Peanut Butter Chip Blitz, and Jumpin' Java Chip.
I'm in love.
Yay. Two going to get married.
I'm not sure I'm going to get that
out. I'm telling you, that last protein ice cream I had too was phenomenal.
I'm struggling.
Oh, that's going to fling.
Can I just use the spoon?
Yeah.
Yes. This one looks more like, I'm going to like eat a ton of that. This one looks more like it's, the other one looked more like for gym people. Mm-hmm. This looks like ice cream that like your mom would pick up or you would pick up.
That
says,
is
indulgence that performs.
Yeah. Now, sorry, go on and I'll tell you what I was going to say.
Oh, I was just going to say 2/3 of a cup of this guy has 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein.
Now, I am normally a peanut butter and chocolate, mm-hmm. Ice cream person, but this is really good for vanilla and peanut
vanilla
butter.
Vanilla and peanut butter are so good together.
Yeah. But I mean, chocolate ice cream.
Can I have a fork, please? Mm-hmm. I need to dig some more out of this. It's great. I would eat a half of this pint for less than 250 calories. Mm-hmm. And I would love every minute of it.
I was going to say, you can use your whole spoon because that's going to be yours anyway.
Maybe.
Look at the size of that bite.
Look at this bite.
Nice.
I'm putting it on my spoon. This is not soiled.
Put that in coffee.
In any way.
Oh, you
that would
some...
be good in affogato.
No! Mike holds up the jiggly fruit.
Jamie and I both almost had a heart attack again for the third time this episode.
Swoop is available at Target, Stop and Shop, and the Giant Company.
Oh, Giant. I haven't heard of them in a long time. We used to have Giants, now no more. Now we have...
I just leave me alone.
Ralph's.
I'm just going to sit here and eat. This
Get
is
a
so
room,
good.
You two.
But you have to rate now.
Okay. I'll do it while I'm eating this. Don't mind me.
Wow, the end of the episode, the Target Spring Haul. Let's rate. First on the list, this was a great haul.
Was it?
I mean, don't you think there was only one item that was not great, too, maybe.
But I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Regina will tell us. Do you think Regina still listens?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, she commented, I believe, on the video.
I love Regina.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. She's an OG, HG. Bronco bagels, turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese in the freezer aisle.
9.5.
Yes.
Can I take the last bite?
Amazing. Yes. Considering I'm going to marry the ice cream.
Aw. Dun, 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 dun. Rise Mushroom Coffee Latte Plus.
That's a solid 8.25. That was way better than I expected.
I was impressed.
Good job finding that.
Next up, ZC Life. It's LYFE. Protein pizza with beef topping.
I admire what it is. It could have been better, but I'm still giving it an 8.
Yeah.
Because it's unique and I would eat it. I'm going to finish this after.
Can I have the leftover slice?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
You can have also this.
And you can have, your wife's remnants. Jamie's remnants.
The tasty remnants.
I'm eating my leftovers.
Okay. Next, we tried Little Spoon. Sorry, Lisa thought I was playing footsie with her. But
every episode, she's playing footsie
with
me.
What do I do, Mike? I'm jealous of the ice cream.
What do I do? Help, I'm uncomfortable.
Little Spoon.
Are you HR? Because I'm upset.
Little Spoon chicken veggie sliders in the freezer aisle.
8.5. Wow. Those were higher than I wanted, expected them to, but I like them. I'm craving that little extra bite.
Toddler geared, but adult approved. Next up, Kodiak protein packed overnight oats.
7.
No.
Okay. So far, that's the weak link so far.
It could have been better.
Could have been worse.
Not bad. It definitely could have been worse.
How about Magic Spoon protein pastries?
5. Okay. Not a fan.
Yep. Veggies made great birthday cake muffins.
I love those. Those are I'm going to push them up to a 9.
Yes.
I really did enjoy those.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good times. Oddball fruit cup that jiggles in grape.
5.5.
Wait, that is higher than...
Than you expected
no,
it to be?
Than the Magic Spoon protein pastries?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's more of a chance that I would not be... I could get through that and eat it, but like I could not eat one of the whole pastries.
Okay. How about Skinny Pop roasted garlic butter popcorn?
8.75. Delish.
Rad.
I want to say something about the chicken pizza. When it's not hot and out of the oven, it's a little bit...
Better?
No, not as good. It's like a little...
I'll let you know.
Hold it's on. A little like you're eating cardboard.
Oh,
yeah.
I love cardboard.
So you want to eat that hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's great hot.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
Last on the list,
it's Lisa's, still good,
Lisa's betrothed. The 10. Swoop high protein dessert.
10.
Wait, we did the popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
8.75.
You were too busy eating cardboard.
Yeah, I was.
This was good. Good job.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
I like the cardboard.
I'm a little disappointed that I had two fines in the fives, but you know, I'll
you
strive.
You didn't make them.
No, but I thought they would be interesting, and part of
they
it
were
is
interesting.
That's true. I thought they'd be better.
Mm-mm, they good.
Those brands let me down, and I've let you down.
No, because I think that if all we did was review great finds, it would not be as helpful.
True.
We are saving people money by trying things and telling them what to expect.
Good right. point. Good point. Okay.
And honesty now. Is the best policy.
Honestly, I feel like you should have had more misses.
Yeah.
So you have failed.
I have failed. Yeah, I have failed. I meant to only I meant to have two misses and.
You did.
Well, no, I have one miss. That's you. Sure. I meant to have two misses.
All right. At this point, we better give something away.
But I realize I need to have three.
Is anyone left? What are we giving away?
We can give away maybe some magazines.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If they tell us what they're most looking forward to trying when they go to Target
from this episode.
Yep. 805-380-8075.
A clear answer.
Bonus entry if you leave us a comment on the podcast video, which is at hungryl.com/vidcast.
Oh, also, we're giving away something extra super special if you review the podcast.
Okay.
So in addition to all the other prizes, we're going to do a signed book from me.
Oh, wow. Cool.
If they review the podcast and then show us that they reviewed it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. You have to give us a good review.
Where do they review it? On Apple Podcasts? Or
Apple Podcasts or on Android. I don't know what they were. Maybe it's Google Podcasts now. Spotify. I don't know if I can see Spotify comments.
Well, they're going to do it. They're going to send you a screenshot.
Yeah, send a screenshot
to text you.
805-380-8075.
Okay, good.
That's a delicious.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really good. Our next haul is, I believe, going to be a Trader Joe's haul.
Ooh.
There's been a lot of Trader Joe's
Lisa's
stuff.
Been reviewing so many Trader Joe's finds. Yeah. You guys love Trader Joe's.
You almost have to stop.
So I'm not going to stop. I can't. I'm really very addicted to Trader Joe's.
There might be some things that you've done videos for that might end up on the podcast.
It's okay. Yeah. I have a feeling maybe we could just spin it another way because it's like I'm going there like 3 times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay though.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to eat more of it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks, Lisa.
And thanks all of you for tuning in. And we will be back soon. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast. Where grub is king, tasting, laughing, prizing.